Glenn Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I miss seeing Kiara here at the park with her adorable little puppy.
Kiara is always the friendliest coworker. I miss having her around.
I wish Miss Kiara was here. She always made learning math fun.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with the Resilience Ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So what do we do with a race where you have 16 candidates for governor? You have a handful for the U.S. Senate. I mean, a lot of important decisions are going to get made, but there are a lot of people that are asking, you know, why are 16 people running for instance, the governor's race? And there's some people I know, there's some people I don't know, but the big question is why are they running
And how do you stand out? A guy that does a lot of political consulting and is a really smart guy, Michael Schaus. Michael Schaus, you'll hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. He's the founder of ShausCreative.com, a political consultant. And we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:31, as we check out our conditions right now, and I see a lot of construction going on. I see a lot of parked vehicles, and I see two lanes of traffic pretty much bumper to bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. That's Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That is that bridge reconstruction project we've been discussing here for a period of time, and we're going to keep talking about this just to remind you that it's kind of a slow go through there. That's right. That's where four lanes become two. 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. That will continue through 2022.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're back at this evening as they host Nashville. The NHL officially canceling the trade that sent forward Evgeny Dadonov from the Knights to the Anaheim Ducks. It violated his no-trade clause. There is still a chance they could trade him just to dump his salary, but because it is after the NHL trade deadline, he would then be ineligible to play the rest of this season for whatever team he ends up being traded to. The Golden Knights have been struggling recently. If the season ended right now, they would not be a playoff club. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
When it matters, companies need more than just a delivery service. Cintas delivers full service and the reliability that comes with having a dedicated Cintas service rep who understands your business, which means they deliver confidence and peace of mind, too. For uniforms, cleaning essentials, mats, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, discover the personal attention you get with Cintas.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Believe it or not, we've got 16 GOP candidates for governor. We've got new polling that's out. We'll talk about that. I had a chance to visit with Michael Schaus, who is the former communication director for NPRI and a founder of ShausCreative.com. And I asked him about this governor's race and 16 candidates in the race. And I asked him what he thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we ought to move some of them over to the Vegas Golden Knights or something, because I know that they're short staff right now. So we've got too many people in the GOP race. It's strange. And it is going to be interesting to see how it all shapes up, because the problem when you've got 16 people running for that office, you're not going to hear all 16 voices. You just simply can't. So there's going to be, you know, a handful, 2, 3, 4 people that are going to kind of suck up all the oxygen, and they're going to be the ones that people are actually talking about. So I wish that, you know, some of the other folks who are in that race would, you know, take a look and say, okay, is this the best use of resources for Republicans trying to defeat Sisolak?
Well, let me just ask you, there was polling out just in the last couple of days that shows that it is a much closer race than a lot of people thought. And I got a tweet last night from the Dean Heller people saying that they view this as they're tied essentially with Joe Lombardo at 25 each, even though other polling seems to indicate a narrow lead, but a lead for Sheriff Joe. What do you make of those top two? Is that the way it's going to go down?
Probably at this point. I mean, you know, anything can happen. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen between now and when voters actually make their decision. But as it's going right now, it seems like that's probably the safe bet, that it's going to be those two at the top kind of battling it out. Something to keep in mind, this is going to be a tough race. Even once we get past the primaries, you know, we're looking at a state that still leans slightly Democrat. We do have a huge share of independents, but of those independents, they tend to really dislike both parties. So there's a huge share in Nevada of people that are disaffected by both parties. And among that group, which is who you have to win, they still kind of lean left. So it's going to be a tough haul for whoever survives the primary. The worry with 16 people running for governor is that it's going to be a bloodbath until the primary. And the winner is going to come out quite injured, and the reputation is going to be hurt among those independents who they are going to then have to reach out to.
Do you get a sense of what it is those independents, those unaffiliated voters want? Because if you don't know what they want, you can't market to them.
Well, and that's just it. There's been some really good polling on it, and I know some more is going to be coming out here pretty soon because I've been talking to some folks behind the scenes. What it really breaks down to is these are folks who dislike Joe Biden, but they also disliked Trump. These are people that aren't really thrilled with the way that the state is going, but they don't trust either party to really fix it. So they tend to be really anti-partisan. But probably most important, and this is the thing that, you know, Republicans really have to keep in their mind, the two things that hit the top of their list when they talk about issues that they care about: education and the economy. And that it's just those two things. I mean, maybe you can throw healthcare in there or something. But, you know, they really are not concerned with a lot of the ancillary stuff that we see floating around in the news. They're really most concerned about, hey, is my kid going to be able to get a good education? And am I going to be able to find a job? And those are the two things that the Republicans are really going to have to focus in on, because those are two things that Governor Sisolak is going to be vulnerable on up to the general election.
And by the way, just a couple of days ago, the governor's office announced that they were going to set aside up to $5 million in federal American Rescue Plan Act dollars, I call them Biden bucks, towards the goal of exploring ways to make community college or other apprentice and training programs free for more Nevadans by 2025. That doesn't help anybody get a job today, but by 2025, maybe. Is this the classic governor's giveaway, where the governor goes off and just starts giving away money like Newsom did during his recall effort in California?
To a certain extent, yeah. And it's also probably, you know, it's an easy way for Governor Sisolak to say, hey, look, I care about education and we need to help these, you know, community colleges. You know, and again, Republicans need to point to the fact that all right, that's great. It's not going to help anybody right now. But also, those community colleges aren't going to be of any help to anybody if people are graduating high school with unable to read. You know, we really have to tackle the K-12 education in this state. And I think that that's where most people's minds are, is K-12. They might sit there and look at it and say, yeah, free community college could be nice for me and my kid, but what about sixth grade? Because that's where my kid is right now.
Want to ask you, kind of switch gears a little bit. Michelle Fiore did the old switcheroo going from the governor's race, very crowded, to the state treasurer's race, where she's running against Manny Kass. What do you make of the move by Michelle Fiore, and what about her chances in that race?
You know, I did not know what to make of the move, honestly. When that news cropped up on my desk, it just kind of, you know, it kind of took a deep breath, and I thought, all right, that's pretty unpredictable, which actually is pretty on brand for Michelle Fiore. So I guess it shouldn't have been a huge surprise, but, you know, and I don't think anybody really saw it coming. You know, as far as her chances go, it's, you know, it's going to be tough because I just told you about the independents in this state really are not looking for terribly partisan people. She's definitely got a very partisan firebrand about her. So I'm not sure that folks are really going to look at her and say, yeah, she's the one who's really going to turn that position around and take it for the GOP. But I could be wrong. And she definitely does have a brand of loyal followers. And so throughout the primary, she might, you know, and into the general, she might have enough people and trump up enough support that she can make some headway. But it definitely does seem like it would be an uphill battle for her.
By the way, in the latest polling by Club for Growth, she got 5% in the gubernatorial race. So, I mean, somebody out there likes her.
Yeah, and there's definitely, you know, this goes back to what we all know about primary versus general election races, and it's something that people really need to try to focus in on and remember. You know, when you're talking about just Republicans, you're going to get a different group than when you're talking about the mix of the entire state. You know, we're in a state where independents and unaffiliateds outnumber Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are literally in third place right now, outnumbered by unaffiliateds, minor parties, and then Democrats. So you're talking to two different audiences. In the primary, you're talking to one audience. In the general election, you're talking to another audience. And you really need to find a way to balance both of those so that way you can survive a primary and still move in with a electable reputation into the general election.
That's Michael Shouse, former communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute and the founder of ShouseCreative.com, and a really smart dude when it comes to public policy and when it comes to branding and things like that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It's Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. So excited. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und the horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, can you really file a tax bankruptcy and remove all your IRS debt? The answer is yes. Randolph Law Firm is Nevada's premier tax law firm, and we can fix your tax problems. Call us today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just a minute away from giving away another $50 gas card. Our way of saying thanks for listening. We'll do that a minute from now, and we'll tell you how you can win and score that $50 gas card. And by the way, people are so excited when they win. Watching a gentleman, Jim Dallas, say, caller number one, caller number two, caller number three, whatever it is. And then when they get to caller number four, whatever the selected caller is, people go nuts. People love winning. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now. In fact, it's coming up on 250, and it's time to give away another $50 gas card, our way of saying thanks for listening. Be caller number three. Caller number three right now at 844-263-8232. That's 844, the number 2, Nevada. One more time, 844-263-8232. Caller number three will be our winner. I want you to hear Kellyanne Conway. She was on with Jesse Waters last night. Did you hear this? Kamala Harris simply cannot cut it as vice president. Here is Kellyanne Conway with Jesse Waters.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes. The root causes. After taking a leadership role on root causes, the actual root causes. Invest in the root causes. The overall issue, which is root causes on the root causes. You can't just react to a problem without solving it at its roots.
At its root, in case you missed it. I bring all this up to say this. Joe, Kamala, if you guys want to be on the winning team, we have to get rid of all this drama. Come on. You're better than this. Kellyanne Conway is the former counselor to the president. She joins us now. Kellyanne, have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, and certainly not with the president and vice president that I worked with, Trump and Pence. I mean, for all the hullabaloo about their relationship over the last year or year plus, the Biden-Kamala Harris one is the real one of intrigue, where the staffers are at each other's throats, where they don't get along. I was in those lunches here and there with the president and the vice president. They had a weekly lunch, Trump and Pence, every Monday, unless there was a scheduling conflict, and they would invite different ones of us in. And look, a couple things are going on here. Jill Biden was right about Kamala Harris, but for the wrong reasons. Jill Biden famously said F her about Kamala Harris to a group of supporters the day after the debate in which Kamala Harris basically called Joe Biden a racist, but made it about her as a little girl. And Jill Biden famously said in the book that was released last May, F her, about Kamala Harris. So she was right to be upset, according to the Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns book. Jill Biden was right to be upset that her husband chose Kamala Harris, but it turns out she was prescient. I mean, this is a person who has—Kamala Harris has no seriousness of purpose, no reassurance to this country, no emotional connection to her people, it seems like. And don't take it from me. Take it from her own staff, of which there's been an exodus. Jesse, just this past Monday, it doesn't make the news because it's so common now. Just Monday, 2 days ago, Kamala Harris's national security advisor resigned. And she's an expert in Eastern Europe. She was the ambassador to Bulgaria before. And so this happens all the time, including her African-American staffers, by the way, have left her. Her comms director, her press secretary, all these different people have left her. And it's for a very simple reason. She just can't do the job. And America is looking at this and see this. And Kamala Harris, Jesse Waters, and Kellyanne Conway have at least one thing in common. Each of us received zero electoral votes last presidential election. This woman could not get a single electoral vote from the Democrats. How in the world did the rest of us get stuck with her? If you're Amy Klobuchar, even if you're Elizabeth Warren, two very articulate, very well-spoken, very compelling women, wrong on the issues, of course. But they went farther and came closer to being the nominee than Kamala Harris did and were totally passed over for VP for this woman who can't do the job. Jesse, your children and my children, school children, can memorize things, times tables, spelling lists, the Pleasure of Allegiance. The vice president of the United States can memorize something and make us all feel reassured that she's smart and up to the task. This has not happened yet.
No, it hasn't. Stay where you are. We'll tell you who won the $50 gas card coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NML. S64367.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not apply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprise.